Nashville's deal of the week, Bavarian Beer House at Opry Mills. Bavarian Beer House, Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, is a place full of fun, food, music, and most importantly, beer. My favorite. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get a $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. Welcome back into the DDC, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, Willie Donick with you. SEC Media Days continues in Atlanta, Georgia, all presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Mike Wright, the quarterback of the Vanderbilt Commodores, caught up with Michelle Knezovic and Caroline Fenton yesterday on Radio Row.
Mike Wright, Vanderbilt quarterback, joins us now. Mike, we talked with a couple of your teammates, and they both harped on the fact that this time this year feels so much different than this time last year for Vanderbilt football. Do you feel the same way and why?
Yes, I do. I think it's essentially just because we can see that level of progress. We can see ourselves improving. And so whenever you can actually see yourself getting better and you can, you know, see momentum start to push forward and in your direction, it's hard not to want to tap into it. So I think the mentality and the attitude has kind of changed, and there's just a different level of energy in our facility and our program right now. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited for playing week zero. We go out to Hawaii, and I'm just excited what our future holds. So
where do you think that re-energized feeling in the locker room comes from?
I think it starts up top. I mean, it starts with an amazing AD and Dr. Lee, and then with our coach Lee. So I think it starts at the top, and it's a trickle effect. So whenever you get a guy who comes in ready to work every single day, has high energy every single day, pushing the message of playing at the highest level of a team, it's hard not to play for a guy, you know, that cares for you. It's hard not to give him everything you have. So that's essentially where it comes from. Yeah.
Mike Wright, Vanderbilt quarterback, is with us. And you mentioned it. Clark Lee is a Vanderbilt guy. He believes in this program. How important is that to have a coach that has been there before and believes so much in this program?
Yeah, there's a different level of care, and there's a love, and there's a real love for his program and his institution because he went there. He's a Nashville guy. So that, like I said, he brings a different level of energy every day. There's an edge to him. And like I said, he truly cares about his players. We're just one of three here today at SEC Media Day, but he has 110 back home, and each one of us can call Coach Lee with anything, and that's with all of our coaches. My offensive coordinator taught me how to play golf, and so whenever you have that relationship with your coaches, like I said earlier, it's hard not to give them everything you have because they're putting a whole lot into you, and they're helping you tap into a different part of your game that you didn't know you could tap into. So
you came in the middle of the season last year as a starting quarterback, started the last six games last season. What was that like coming in the middle of the season, and what did you learn in that time as your starter that you're going to bring into the 2022 season?
Yeah, I think the level of preparation was the same. So us as a quarterback room, that's our identity. Prepare like you're the guy. The only difference is who takes the first snap. So the level of preparation, the leadership role, you know, the team, that didn't change. The only difference was going out there and taking the snap first. But as far as what I learned, it's just experience. I mean, you're going out there, you're playing in front of 1,000 fans, and you can't recreate that moment. There's no level of, you know, creating that again. So just learning from experience, and that's what we owned in on this offseason, in the winter and all throughout the spring and the summer. Okay, how can we improve? How can we get better? And so I think that's why everybody's excited, just because it's okay. There's a lot of stuff that we can improve on. There's a lot of stuff that it's not so much the other team, but it's us. And so I think that's why there's a level of excitement going into year two for us. So,
Mike Wright, Vanderbilt quarterback, joins us now. 0-8 in the SEC this past year. You, as the starting quarterback, how do you view that as your job or, you know, your responsibility to make sure that Vanderbilt gets in the win column in conference play in 2022?
I think it doesn't necessarily have to be conference play. It's any play. I think that's your job as a quarterback, and that's a job that we've embraced as a whole entire room, just being natural leaders on our team. And so we take it one step at a time. We don't mark off games. We don't look in the future. We look one game at a time, and we prepare one game at a time. So our focus right now is building and growing as a team, and essentially our focus will be week zero for Hawaii, and we'll keep moving forward. And so if anything, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun playing other teams. It's fun going away. It's fun playing at home. College football is fun. And so, like I said, we'll take it one game at a time. But as a quarterback, that's just your job. You embrace that role.
And as a quarterback, it's kind of a natural role that you are going to be a natural leader on this team. But who else on this team or even on this offense should Vanderbilt fans look at this year and say, you know, that's a leader, that's a dog, he's going to be fun to watch this year?
I'll give you a unit. It's the O-line group. They've grown tremendously this offseason. They nicknamed themselves the Grease Gang because they get real greasy and they get real nasty and they get real dirty. So, but that unit has – they've grown so close. And they're vocal guys, and they're ready to go. And they were challenged this offseason. We all were challenged this offseason. So for them to see them coming together, see young guys and old guys mixing together, new guys coming in, I'm really excited for that group. And so I spend a whole lot of my time with them. And so I'm excited to see that group take off because I know they are and I know they will.
So you were challenged a lot this offseason. What challenges did you face?
Yeah, I think mine was essentially, okay, figuring out what I need to do to get better and figuring out, okay, we're here now. We have a year under our belt. How can we improve and how can we take that next level as a team, as an organization, as a program? So just going back and looking at film, as we kind of said earlier, okay, each game, let's break it down. Let's break down every single game. We have time now. And so that was a level of focus in the winter and the spring and even now in the summer, just making sure, okay, did we miss anything? Because in order for us to keep taking those improving steps, we can't miss anything, and we want to keep on improving. So
you have the privilege of being in the largest city in the SEC in Nashville. How have you taken advantage of being in such a big city like Nashville in terms of NIL?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been blessed with NIL opportunities, and so have other guys on our team. One thing that people forget about Nashville, as you said, is it's a growing city. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we do at Vanderbilt are internships. And that kind of feeds into that 40-year plan rather than that 4-year plan. And they're paid internships. So we have numerous guys with NIL deals, but we have even more working for actual, you know, Fortune 500 companies. We have Dell Technology, Goldman Sachs, like Simmons Bank. So, like, just to name a few off the top of my head. And so that's the part that people forget about and that we have in Nashville. So NIL is the new wave of college football. Like anything, with a big implementation of something like NIL, I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but it's evolving. But one thing that'll never change with Vanderbilt is that level of internships and the plan after. So
Vanderbilt quarterback Mike Wright is with us. And we talk so much about NIL and how it's affected recruiting, how it may affect things on the coach's side. But I don't think we talk enough about how it's impacted current players. Mm-hmm. So in your experience or in your teammates' experience, how has NIL impacted you?
Yeah, it's impacted me positively. Mm-hmm. And I think that's helped towards how we do it at Vanderbilt. All of our NIL, we have a whole NIL department. We have people on our staff, personnel on our staff to help us out with NIL. And so just to make sure that we're not, you know, signing anything that we're not supposed to sign. Mm-hmm. But in a sense, it's been a positive impact for myself and the players on our team. And so, like I said, it's the new wave of college football. It's evolving. And if anything, just me from a player just concerned, I just hope, you know, players don't get hurt from it and don't sign anything they're not supposed to sign. So luckily I'm blessed to being an institution that kind of helps us out with it, and we're not, you know, signing stuff that we're not supposed to sign. But I know it's helped us out tremendously as a player, though.
Last one for you, Mike Wright, Vanderbilt quarterback, is with us. Can Vanderbilt be a championship program?
Yes, and I'll say that with no hesitation. You could put a lie detector on me, and I promise it won't say I'm lying. And that's really just because we believe in this. I believe in this team, and we believe in our program. We believe in Coach Lee. We believe in what we're preaching. And like I said, we know what we can do. We're the only people who can put the value on our program, the people inside our walls. The outside noise, we hear it all the time. We just choose not to listen to it. And so we know what we can be, and we know what our program is about. So, yes.
Mike Wright, Vanderbilt quarterback, we appreciate you joining us. And good luck with everything today. Enjoy it. Enjoy
Thank
it all.
You. I appreciate you guys so much.
Vanderbilt quarterback Mike Wright with Caroline Fenton. Great job at SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Look. I have uh-huh. thoughts on this philosophy, and you all know, you know, Willie is the Vanderbilt graduate. I'm the Vanderbilt fan, but I have thoughts on those. We'll get to those up next. Very good interview with Mike Wright, by the way. But be sure to join 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and Newton Motor Group this summer, as right now we are trying to help kids in Middle Tennessee with Souls for Souls to provide shoes to children experiencing homelessness in Nashville and the surrounding areas. With school coming back, we're taking donations to provide kids with shoes for this school year. We need your help on this. So what you need to do is go to thegamenashville.com/shoes. We are at about, I believe just under 100 pairs of shoes right now. We want to do more. So just donate however you can. All donations are going to go directly to Souls for Souls to give shoes to children in Middle Tennessee experiencing homelessness. So let's do some good this summer. TheGameNashville.com/shoes, and Newton Motor Group is a proud sponsor of Souls for Music City. Newton Motor Group, the best car deals in Nashville, start at Newton. We'll continue to talk Vanderbilt up next on the DDC 102.5, 106.3, The Game.